Hi, good morning. Excuse me for coming first.
Rodney, Rodney, I didn't have your number, Rodney. It's Lorraine Arena.
Oh, how
I
you
tried to
doing?
text. I didn't have your phone number. I just got it from Valeria. Z, I call her. But I got it from her, and I was texting her, so you might probably never got my texts, right? No.
No, I
You
have
never got my
not.
texts. Okay. Because I needed a time sheet for that last Monday, the Monday before this. And then I tried to, I was texting her because nobody would answer. I texted her that every other Tuesday, Clifton goes to behavioral health, and they won't change his appointment. His appointments are at 3. So we don't get back till like 8. So could we like every other Tuesday, could we change our time? Or like, okay, so every other Tuesday, I'll be clocking in. And I didn't clock out 3 days this week. I mean, because we were out all day, all night. I mean, I'm never, oh, it's terrible. But anyway, Monday, I stopped at 8, but I don't want it 8. I just want like 10 hours on Monday, this Monday to pass. And Tuesday, I didn't clock out, and it was 4 o'clock. We didn't get home until like 6, but I just want my 8 hours. And then Wednesday, I had him down in the doctor for behavioral health, and we didn't get back till like 6. So I forgot to clock out. I should have when I got home. But I forget so much because I'm running all day long. So every other Tuesday, we have to make it like maybe I can start at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the afternoon and work 8 hours like that. So we have all that time.
Okay, I mean, you want to start in the afternoon, like around 1, so you finish at 8, that's what you want to do?
Yeah, on every other Tuesday. I like the mornings, though, because I'm done at 4. But just every other Tuesday, will that mess you up?
Okay,
How
I mean,
about
text
every
me. Try to text me, and I'll adjust it right away, okay? And do the clock in as
Okay.
usual, like on that schedule that you have in mind, okay? Whenever you just text me that, and I'll do the procedure, okay?
Okay, because you know what? I don't want to be not clocking in, out, because it's too, you know, one day we didn't get home till midnight. I mean, because he's slow. He's very slow, then I have to go in. It's a lot of work. And he's a pain in the ass because he don't take his medicine. So now I have to take him to a new psychiatrist. He does awful things that I, you know, I have to get this stuff under control. So, I mean, it was reckless with the other place, but this is pretty good with you guys. I'm teaching you no matter what. But I only got 373 this week, so I need timesheets for what days. Can you
Okay.
tell me?
Yeah, sure. But let's do something weaker. Okay. So,
okay.
I've been trying to reach out to Mr. Clifton, and I'm afraid that the numbers that I have for him are not correct, or somehow are not going through because not even
okay.
I mean, not
well,
available.
Here he comes. Here he's coming out now. My granddaughter's helping him out. When you get him in the car, Alexis. Rodney needs to talk to him. So come on, try to get in there. All right. All right. He's here. You want to speak to him now?
Sure, I can confirm the hours with him so you don't have to send a timesheet, okay?
Okay. Okay. For these weeks that we didn't talk about here. He said he don't need timesheets because as long as you confirm them that we were on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then last Monday, he needed one for. Here, you just talk. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Clifton. Hi, Mr. Clifton. It's Rosemary from Family First. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Yeah, I hear you good. How are you doing, Mr. Clifton?
How you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking. Mr. Clifton, I was just calling. I have a word with Lorraine. As per the last notes, I am your new coordinator. Your prior coordinator was Valeria. I didn't have the chance to introduce myself. So in this case, I'll be handling everything regarding your care. So, have you been in the hospital recently by any chance?
No.
Okay.
One.
Yeah, no, you weren't. You were there one time, and you came home the same day.
Came home the same day.
I got you. Is everything going well with Lorraine Services? Is she taking good care of you?
Yes.
All right. And the 456 Power Horn Row is still the address, right?
No. It's 19 Sandy Hill Road, apartment B4.
King of Prussia is the same one? I mean, the same city?
Yeah,
King of Prussia? Okay. Later on, this case, let me see. I don't know why this is not updated.
It's 19462, apartment B4. 1919
Bagley Hill Road.
This
okay.
Thing happened there. That's why I can't stay there. The man passed away.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right. And Mr. Clifton, I also wanted to add the conversation is that I have some incomplete visits by Lorraine. She told me that normally she stays a little bit after the time because you guys get busy and stuff. That's fine. I have a visit on the 31st of December, 2025. Can you confirm me she finished her shift as usual at 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go with... I'll go with the other one. I have Monday, the 5th of January. She finished her shift as usual at 6 p.m., right? Last Monday. Okay.
Yes.
And this very Tuesday, the 13th, I have her missing the clock out. She finished her shift as usual at 4 p.m., right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm using your verbal confirmation.
I'm with her now.
I mean, by now... I only have those three visits, okay? So with your verbal confirmation, I have them fixed right away, okay? So she doesn't have to send a timesheet.
Oh, I don't want no timesheet. Okay,
I got you. I'm fixing it now. She will receive it next Friday payroll, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Clifton, I also wanted to ask you because I know that Lorraine is using her phone, but I have a couple of phone numbers that may not be correct to reach out to you. I have the 610-276-9706. That's still your number?
Yeah.
270.
No, it's 610-270-9706.
You say it's 610-270-9706, right?
Yeah, and then the machine will come on.
Okay.
It'll tell you my name. It
okay.
I'll be in the bathroom.
No, I get it. I just had a wrong digit on the number. I had like 276 and it was incorrect on our side. I have another line, so I would like to confirm it with you. I mean, if it's no longer existing or whatever. Is that 610-990-1947?
No, that's
the nurse. She don't have that. Oh, I got you. I was just confirming the correct line to reach you. All right. So pretty much, I have another one on a note. I guess this was from the previous house that you were living, the 610-990. Oh, wait. That's just the one that I told you. It's fine. Okay. So I'll be in touch with you in case you need anything. Lorraine, please be mindful. I mean, when you reach out to... I mean, I guess you already had my number. So, just to contact the correct person. I'll be helping you here. If you need something, you can text me. I don't know what's going on with your life, but I'll be helping you. And, yeah, we'll be in touch in case anything is needed, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mr. You have a great day. Thank you so much as well, Mr. Rain, for putting me in touch with him.
You're welcome. I'm going to send you a picture of us, and I'm going to see a picture of you.
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry.
All right, I can send you one of us, right?
No, bro, ma'am, that's fine. I mean, from my end, I cannot
okay.
send that information, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know what you look like. I can only imagine that you're a very nice-looking man, though. Okay.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lorraine. Okay, so we'll be in touch. You have a beautiful day. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, you're so nice.